Good morning, everyone.
早，
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again at this time that we can share our fellowship together to worship you and honor you on this special day.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为在这个时候，你带我们来到你的殿中，一起敬拜你，一起分享，一起同聚。
Even though we are all sinners, but because you have accepted us, we are all equal in your sight.
虽然我们都是罪人，但是你已经接受我们，我们在你面前都是同等的。
I pray, Lord, your Holy Spirit will help us as we worship and share your words together, that you give us a clear mind and good understanding so that we can engage and have fellowship with you throughout this time.
求你的圣灵在这个时候就打开我们的心胸，打开我们的耳朵，让我们能够清楚聆听到你的话语。
Give us the wisdom to understand and know ourselves and know more about you and the meaning of our life.
求你赐下你的智慧，让我们能够对自己有更多的了解，也能够对你有更多的了解，明白你的道理。
We ask in Christ's name.
我们这样祷告呢，奉主耶稣基督的圣名来求，阿门。
What I'm going to share with you today.
我今天所要跟各位分享的。
For some of you, it may sound like just common sense in life.
也许对很多人来讲就是普通常识。
But because of our lifestyle in this Western culture, we're busy with our work and our chore day in, day out.
但是我们现在生活在这种环境里面，在西方世界的社会里面，我们每一天都是匆匆忙忙，诸事空中。
It is possible that we didn't really take time to think about this matter I'm going to share with you today.
我想，也许我们甚至没有时间来静下来思考我所要跟各位分享的下面这个题目。
So I'd like you to kind of engage with me together today, to think together, to reflect together about our lives.
我希望你们能够跟我一起共同的来思考这个问题。
You may come up with a different conclusion at the end, but it will be to our individual need.
也许你会得到不同的结论，但是这个每一个人所得到的不同的结论，可能就合乎我们每一个人不同的需要。
I can tell you that one of my main concern when I shared the message today came about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago when I thought about our church.
我觉得我可以告诉你，我今天所要分享的这个题目，是因为两三个星期以前我在教会里面我看到一个景象，所以我就想到这个题目。
So after I have exposed to our Chinese New Year celebration, both at the Chinese school as well as our church.
我参加了我们教会跟中文学校所举办的两个中国新年的晚会。
I saw so many young people.
我看到许多年轻的小孩子。
And I was wondering what that means to our community, our church community here.To our parents, to ourselves, our children in the future.
我看到这些小孩子，我就想说，这些小孩子对我们、对这个社区、对社区的华人、对我们教会，这代表了什么样子的意义呢
？So I'm hoping by sharing some of the idea I have today, that God will give us the wisdom to think through and deal with our daily life, especially under the turmoil of this world.
所以，也许透过今天的分享。让我们可以再一次的思考在这个兵荒马乱的这个世界我们如何来教养我们的小孩子。
You know, when God created all of us,
当神创造了我们所有的人的时候
，He gave us all, each one of us, three attributes.
他给我们每一个人有三个特性。
This attribute, I'm going to call it the IQ, EQ, and SQ.
那这三个特点呢，就是智商、情商，还有灵商。
So in English, it represent intellectual, quotient, emotional quotient, and spiritual quotient.
就是智慧的商数、情感的商数，还有灵性的商数。
If I may call it the trinity of our human nature and our human character.
这也许如果我可以这样讲的话，这就是我们人性的三一。
These attributes are unique to man, only human being.
那只有人才有这三一的这个特性。
The question I have, why did God give us these attributes?
所以问题是神为什么给我们这个三一的特性？
Now, because all of us need this attribute in order to develop a meaningful life.
因为我们每一个人需要 这三个特性来过我们的生活。
However, because of sin itself,
但是因为我们每一个人都有罪性，
all these attributes are being corrupted in a sense.
所以这些所有这三个特性都受到这种不同程度的腐化。
If we study the Bible, we know that God provided a way for us so that in spite of our corrupted attribute, we can still utilize this attribute that we have in order to return to Him and to fulfill the purpose of His creation as to why He created us.
但从圣经我们知道，神赐给我们一条出路，让我们还是能够回到虽然我们这些罪性破坏了我们这些原来神所赐给我们的三一性，但是我们还是可以回到神原来创造我们的目的。
As you think along with me when we go through some of these qualities in life and the attributes of life,
当你跟我一起经过这个思考的程序来想。思想这个生活的这个品质的时候，
you will find out that we really need all three of them in our life development, from the cradle to what they call it, from the cradle to the from the as people describe life, from the cradle.To the grave.
我想我们如果仔细想一想，我们发现说，我们真的需要这三个特性，从我们呱呱坠地在摇篮里面，一直到这个我们进入坟地。
You may not think about too much because we are so busy in our life every day.
也许每天你这么忙，所以你也许没有时间来想这些事。
But if you sit down and think about it, from the time you were born to the time.We meet the end of our life. Life is in a continuous development, a state of development.
但是你如果仔细想一想，我们的生活就是一步一步的一直在进展，从来不停的。
And our development are all dependent on these three qualities, or three attributes that is present and intrinsic for each one of us.
那我们生活的进展，我们生活进展的程度，就完全就是。跟这个三一的这个三个特性有关系。
We are all individual here. Each one of us have very unique character and attribute and temperament.
我们每一个人都非常独特，每一个人有自己的脾气。
Not a single one of us are exactly the same.
我们每一个人都不一样。
But why did we develop up to this point? How did it come about? Have you ever thought of that?
但是你有没有想到说为什么？我们今天是我们自己这个样子。
How did we come to where we are now today?
我们如何变成我们今天的样子？
I was just thinking for myself.
我就想我今天，我就在想我自己。
If I look back in my life,
我如果回顾我的过去，
with the environment a little different.
如果我的环境有点不一样的话。
If the family situation is a little different,
如果家庭的环境不太有一点不一样。
The family relationship is a little different.
如果我家里面家人的关系如果不一样的话。
If I know about them when I was much younger,
如果我在更年轻的时候，我知道这些事情。
If I have more understanding at the time,
如果我对这些事情有更多的了解
，Would I be doing things differently？
我就问我自己，我会不会做不一样的事情
？Or taking life attitude and situation differently？
我对生活的态度啊、看法不一样。
If we were parents， if we are parents，
如果你是做父母的人
，Now your children were grown and away from home。
你的小孩子长大了，都已经长大了，让他们离开家了。
If you sit down and think, would I have done and trained them differently if I have known more about them and the situation earlier?
你就想说，如果我知道他们现今的情况，我是不是会用不同的方法来教养他们
？As you know, all of us dealing with certain struggle in our life, our own.Private life, whether it's in the family, in our marriage, or among our relationship with the rest of our relatives or friends.
我们每一个人都有不一样的挣扎，不管是我们自己我们跟家人的关系，我们跟周围的人的关系。
We all have our strong point and our weakness.
我们每一个人都有优点，有缺点。
And that is what brings us to a lot of conflict.
所以这使我们这些优缺点带我们进入许多的挣扎，许多的冲突。
But you all of you agree.
但是我相信你们都同意。
Since the modern study of psychology.
因为近代心理学的研究。
We know more about human nature, human behavior.
我们对人的天性跟人的行为有更多的了解。
We started to know more about how people believe, behave certain ways.
我们开始可以稍微了解为什么有些人会有做某种行为的表现。
You all have heard or studied when you were in college about the Freudian psychology.
我想你们如果在大学里面修过心理学，你们都听过弗洛伊德的心理学。
How your childhood period influence your adulthood.
弗洛伊德的心理学说你小时候环境如何影响你成人以后的环境。
Our culture, our environment, our family situation all affect our life to the point to form us.
你的文化
背景 to what we are in terms of our character and our temperament.
你的文化背景，你的家庭背景。你的习惯都对我们的个性会有影响。
And it's often all proven that abusive parents frequently brought up abusive children.
被虐待的孩童，他们长大以后，通常就成为会虐待人的。
And the trend will continue in a vicious cycle in life.
所以这种倾向呢，就变成一种不好的这个循环。
And especially within a society, don't have any straight moral or limitation or any guideline.
尤其现今的社会，我们看不到任何现今的社会道德标准一直在低落这个行为规范渐渐的失去了他们的准则。
We call ourselves civilization.
我们说我们自己是文明的人。
But if you look at things today, our situation is not much like the Sodom and Gomorrah of 1,000 years ago.
但是我们如果自己反省，我们发现我们所做的事情，跟几千年前索多玛、俄摩拉的人所做的，并没有什么太大。
So I hope that they will think and meditate about this kind of situation.We as parents have great responsibility for the growth and future development of our children.
所以我们看到这些事情，我们知道我们做父母亲的，对我们我们的下一代的将来，下一代的社会有很严肃的这种责任。
For those of us already grown to a certain level, the middle age or above.
我们中间有许多已经过了中年。
We already passed through the stage where we could have made things better.
我们已经过了那种可以改善我们自己的 这种重要的时刻。
But as long as we continue to live, it's still never too late to make changes and improve life for ourselves and our family.
但是我们还是活着，只要我们活着，就永远不会太迟。
And this is a burden I have for myself as ever for all of us in this church. That hopefully this is the time for us to reflect on our lives and for our future and our purpose and meaning of life.
所以这就是我的负担，我对自己的心怀，也是对教会、对弟兄姐妹的这的一个心怀。
It may not be true in your case, but as well for myself, I would think that if I had known things better when I was younger, understanding life better, I might have been a better person.
也许你不会有这种需要，但是我知道，如果我知道我现在所知道的，如果在几十年前我知道我现在所知道的，也许会做事情不一样。
To go through some of the failure and difficulty and struggle in life, if I have known better.
我就不会，我会做不一样的事情。也许我会变成一个比较好的人，我就不会经过这种经过各种各样的失败跟惨痛的教训。
And based on the scripture we have read today, even though we'll be going through them again as such, but keep those advice.From the scripture in mind.
但是我想我希望每一个人都能够记得我们今天所读的圣经上面的一些教训。
Even though the two scripture reading are basically God telling us from the very beginning, as He started out the nation of Israel, how to train the family, especially the young one, so that when they grow up, they will not forget the principle.The ethic of life that will build them up to be a meaningful person.
虽然这是圣经里面所讲的，这是神告诉以色列人在当初的时候要他们遵循神的教训，所以他们的下一代能够被教养的符合神的教导。
So the parents basically are teachers.
所以这些父母亲就是他们的小孩子的老师。
But don't forget that to be a good teacher, to teach the children, you have first have to attain a certain level of competency.
但是你要记得，要做一个好的老师，你要自己有相当程度的标准。
So I hope in that sense, God will encourage us as to how to improve our life through these three attributes that I'm going to share with you in further detail.
所以我希望
the IQ, EQ, and SQ.
所以我希望各位能够透过我们今天所分享的，能够知道能够发现有比较好的方法来让我们的生活能够得到改善。
You all know about IQ. This is commonly talked about. What is our IQ? You know.
我想大家都知道智商。
Some of us may have been tested when you go to college, you know, to entrance examination, they may check your IQ as such, right?
也许有的人被考过测过智商。
I know when I first came to this country, I had to take a test, an admission test in the college.
我知道，我记得我当我刚到这个美国的时候，我必须要参加这个大学的入学考试。
I knew at that time I didn't do too well.
我知道我那个时候没有考得很好。
Because I have language problem.
因为我的言语不通。
I have culture problem.
我文化背景不一样。
A lot of those tests they gave you, you don't really understand what they are trying to ask you.
我看这个考试的题目，大部分我不太清楚他们到底在问什么。
I think this is a cultural, you know, gap that we all face when we change from one country to the other.
这是很自然的，因为我们从一个国家到另外一个国家的时候，我们会文化背景的不一样。
What I'm trying to say, IQ cannot be really, very accurately tested unless we are under the proper setting.
所以我的意思就是说，智商其实不能够很正确的来测验，我们没有办法很正确的量度这个智商，除非这个测验是在。一个适当的环境下进行。
But it has some meaningful way of evaluating the potential of a person.
但是它还是一个有代表性的一个量度，它能够量度一个人的未来的潜力。
Do you know this IQ, the method of IQ of testing intelligence was first used about 1912?
你知不知道这个智商的测验最初开始是1912年开始的
？A little before the First World War.
就是差不多是在第一次世界大战不久前。
A German psychologist called William Stern.
一个德国的心理学家叫做William Stern.
He thought of this method of testing children to see what their potential are in developing their future capability. So he used this test basically initially to test children.
所以他发展了这个方法，主要就是要测量小孩子的潜力。
And then later, somehow it became commonly used and applied to everybody, basically.
所以后来渐渐的这个测验方法普及了。
The IQ test basically run on the population like a bell-shaped curve, if you will understand in school what a bell-shaped curve is.
所以这个智商测验的结果基本上对任何一个族群来讲，大部分是一个高斯分布的情况。
So the IQ generally range from 0 to about 150.
一般这个分数从0到150。
The average median IQ is about 100.
这个中间差不多一般平均大概是100左右。
So if some of you have been tested IQ, do you know your IQ is it 100, below 100 or above 100?
你知道你们的 IQ 是多少吗？是100，还是100以下，还是零
？But it's interesting to know that scientists think that IQ.Our IQ is about 70% inherited.
但是科学家们经过研究，他们认为智商是70%的智商是天赋。
But about 30% has to be learned and improved.
但是另外30%呢，就是你需要去学习，需要去透过学习，透过训练而得到的。
And there was a study that was done to show that under the cultural influence, the environment, the training, the family influence, the IQ can improve about up to 20 points.
所以他们研究结果发现说，他可以一个人可以改善他的智商到20点左右。
And they did study on those that were about 4 to 6 years old.
所以从4岁到6岁，他们发现他们可以使得一个小孩子的智商增加大概20点。
And after they set up two groups, one from 4 to 6 and the other 4 to 6. I mean, under the study, the way they do the survey, for those 4 to 6 who are under training have influence exposed to learning versus those.That have, you know, pretty much left alone, do whatever they want. They found out that there is the IQ difference between the two groups, even the potential are different.
所以他们做这种试验，他们小孩子分成两群，结果他们发现，
就是说，因为 their potential basically are the same in that group, but the IQ improved during that period of time because of the exposure to training.
所以他们经过这种的试验，他们发现小孩子的 IQ 事实上可以被透过训练来增加。
And actually, some scientists recently have done some scientific study using what they call scanning of the brain, like MRI.
那甚至科学家最近的科学家用这个先进的仪器，像 MRI 核磁共振的仪器。
They found out that those people who are smarter have a thicker frontal cortex, you know, part of the brain.
他们发现说，这个 IQ 高的人呢，他们的这个前脑会比较厚一点。
So there is a correlation between the biological development and the intellect of a person.
所以这就是生物上面跟这个我们的天资的一种关联。
understand that Einstein has a bigger brain than most of us.
我所了解爱因斯坦，他的头比大部分我们大部分的人都大。
Well, interestingly, about that time in the early 19, first couple of decades of the 1900, you know, and it was around the time of the First World War, which is for 1914 to 1918. During that time, when you know the phenomenon of IQ was kind of suggested by the scientists, there was also some interesting thing happening during that time.
在第一次世界大战期间，1914到1918年中间，在那个时候 ，IQ 这个观念刚刚出来，但是也有许多有趣的事情发生。
How many of you have heard of Tyson? You raise your hand.
你们有没有听过泰森
？None of you have heard of Tyson.
就是有一个电影，有一个泰森。
You know, this was a story back in the 1918, during the First World War time, when it became a kind of very interesting story for children and adults alike.
这个故事发生在差不多就是第一次世界大战期间。
And I remember, I didn't see many movies when I was a kid, but I know one that I saw was a black and white movie. It was about Tyson when I was like a teenager.
我小的时候没有看很多的电影，但是我记得这就是我看到的其中的少数的一个，就是黑白的电影。
I'm sure Margaret and Professor Chan have heard of Tyson. Is that true?
我相信张教授跟他太太，跟张太太已经一定听过泰森。
Now they talk about the Lion King and all those kind of cartoon things. The Tarzan kind of maybe still appears some in children book, but not at this really.
但是这个新的一代所听到的就是，狮王 Lion King.
Let's give you a little story. Sesame Street. Okay. You know in. 1918, which is the end of the First World War, around that time, end of the First World War, there was an American author. His name is Edgar Burroughs.
在1918年的时候，有一个美国的作家，他的名字叫 Edgar Burroughs.
He was the one that created the character of Tarzan.
他就是他创造了这个泰森这个角色。
Since he started that, many movies made about Tyson to entertain people.
所以自从他创造了这个角色以后，有许多的电影就是
I didn't know the detail either, but I'd like to share with you. At least you know more after I'm done. Apparently, the story goes like that. There was a lord, you know, in England. You know, people call people lord in high up in the status. There's a Lord Greystone and a Lady Alice.
这个故事就从英国那边开始，有一对这个贵族的夫妇。
So this couple, the Lord and the Lady, along with a baby boy, they were in Africa.
他们到非洲去。
And while they were there, both of them were killed by a leopard.
他们带着一只他们带着他们的婴孩到非洲去，结果他们两个夫妇都被一只豹子杀掉了。
So the baby boy was left behind.
所以那个婴孩呢是一个儿子，那么就变成一个孤儿。
Well, what happened is there was a ape mother or gorilla mother who happened to lose her baby at that time.
就是在那个时候刚好有一个猩猩就是类人猿他刚好丧失了他的一个婴孩。
So she adopted this human baby.
所以他就收养了这个这对贵族的婴孩。
And she treated her like an ape baby.
And 他就是用类人猿带领小孩的方法来带这个泰森。
So Tyson was brought up under this gorilla mother until she was, he was about 10 years old.
所以啊，他就是啊，他泰山就是就照着类人猿的成长的方式长大。
So Tyson learned the animal way of life.
所以他一直到十岁的时候，他的行为举止就像类人猿这种动物的形状。
When he was 10 years old, he wandered back into a cabin that was left by his parents.
那他十岁的时候，他无意中就进入了他啊父母亲曾经住过的一个啊一个 a cabin.
He found a lot of stuff left behind from her parent, his parent, but more. So he also found some books.
在那个小屋里面，他发现了许多他父母亲所遗留下来的东西，也发现了一本书。
几本书？
几本书。
So somehow the story goes, he learned and taught himself how to read and write.
所以他自己教自己读书，而且自己教自己写字。
It was not until he was 18 years old.
到他十八岁的时候
，that a expedition team went to that part of Africa.
那从英国又来了一个探险队到那个非洲那个地方。
And that was the first time he met human.
啊，那是他一生以来第一次碰到人。
But the important thing is he met a person by the name of Jane.
但最重要的是他在那个时候碰到一个人叫做 Jane。
Jane.
Your wife? That's Jane.
Somehow the human nature came back on him. You know, none of the things are different. You know, all of the things are different. But when he met this Jane, somehow something get activated, okay?
所以就在那个时候呢，他的人性被触发了。这些人性就回来了。
And I understand that because of this meeting with Jane,It changed Tarzan's life.
那因为他碰到这个女人叫做 Jane, 结果就改变了他。
Somehow they got attracted together, and Tarzan was then started to learn about human way of life.
他这个他被这个女人吸引了，然后他渐渐的学习了人的生活方式。
No, he was the king of the king of the jungle and king of the forest before that, because he was human. Somehow he superseded all the animals, not the Lion King, but the human Tarzan. And he did, and all the animals became, including the lion, came all forward because he was the ruler and the king of the jungle.
因为他在这个丛林里面，他是丛林里面的王，因为他是人，所以。他统领这些丛林里面所有的动物。
But after he met this exposition team, he was taught how to read, write, and with Jane, the attraction for Jane, all that, then he started learning. And understand that the story goes that after 30 years or so, he became so well-versed that he became successful aviator and even have a seat in the British Parliament as a member in the British Parliament.
自从他碰到 Jane 碰到这些探险队的人以后呢，他开始学习人的生活方式。三十年以后，他变成一个很成功的一个航海家，而且甚至是英国国会的会员。
This is a fictional story.
当然，这是一个幻想的故事。
But of course, people who write, you know, who write fiction story, they have to base on some human, you know, information.
但是这个作者他有一些人性的根据。
It has to be significantly scientific. The thing is that it seemed like that around that time IQ came into realization that the Tyson story gave me the inspiration that, you know, the IQ of a person, it has to have the right kind of environment, right kind of training exposure before it can be developed to its full potential.
所以这个故事呢就是刚好在 IQ 这个智商在这个观念发展的时候。
Now, why did I kind of share that with you? I believe all our children, all of us have potential for IQ.
我想我跟各位分享这两个故事的原因，这个故事的原因就是我相信我们所有的小孩子 都有他们的潜力。
But the problem is how they are nurtured.
但是我们
And how they are supervised and developed can lead to different outcome.
但是我们怎么样子带养、带领他们，怎么样子教养他们，他们将来啊会有就会有不一样的结果。
You know, American parents in this country, they usually emphasize a lot on academic achievement of our children.
American parents do?
No, I mean Chinese parents in America.
Oh, 我在美国的中国父母非常重视小孩子的教育。
You know, in general, they did survey all over this country, Asian, you know, the Asian population, the generation usually much higher performance than the average.
一般亚裔的青年子弟们在学校的成绩比其他族群都要高出很多。
Because Chinese parents like the children to achieve academic, you know, high academic.
因为我们中国人喜欢我们小孩子读书读得好。
Not only that, they like them to be good in arts and do well in the area of arts and performance too.
而且也要他们在艺术、在各方面、音乐方面有好的
教育。But as I see it over my own life in this country, I think that a lot of time we, you know, as high parents neglected the EQ aspect.
但是很多时候我们却忽略了这个情商的一部分。
The emotional quotient.
这个就是情绪的问题。
Because that depends on how the children and parents are related.
这个就很多时候就是跟父母亲跟小孩子的关系有很大的关系。
Whether they have the proper communication and encouragement.
看父母亲是不是跟他们的小孩子有适当的交通。
Basically, provide them with material need and comfort.
或者是父母亲只是给小孩子他们生活上基本的需要。
But we're not going into the SQ aspect yet. We're not still on the EQ aspect.
我们还不会到这个灵商的部分，我们还在讨论这个情商的事情。
It's interesting that the EQ aspect started to appear in the literature initially about 1966.
情商的观念在大约在1966年的时候开始在文献里面可以出现。
There's a scholar by the name of Wayne Payne.
那个时候有一个学者叫做 Wayne Payne.
In 1985, he wrote a doctoral thesis on this topic called EQ.
1985年的时候，他写了他的博士论文，他的博士论文就是讨论情商的事情。
And he mentioned about that EQ is even more important than IQ in the human development.
在他论文里面，他认为在这种环境里面EQ 比 IQ 还要重要。
Let's define what maybe make a definition of what really EQ encompass.
所以这个情商到底是怎么定义的呢？
In general, it is agreed that EQ is a skill.
It's what?
A skill. A skill.
EQ 一般都同意是一种技术。
And this skill need to be learned.
但这种技术、这种技巧需要受训练来发展。
And this, the application of this EQ in life.Has to do with reality testing.
这种技术呢，跟实际有很强烈的关系。
Problem solving.
解决问题的能力。
Stress tolerance.
面对压力的这种忍耐的能力。
Impulse control.
能够控制自己的情绪。
And the ability to deal.With the environmental demand and pressure of life,
以及能够处理压力的能力。
In other words, just having the raw IQ is not enough. You have to have EQ goes along with it in the matter of maturity in order to develop a meaningful person.
所以要成为一个有价值有意义的人呢，光是有 IQ 是不够的，你一定要有足够的 EQ。
So you can say that EQ is the building block。
所以也许你可以说这个 EQ 呢是这个是你的生活的一个一些转化。
It helps to build human characters。
就是帮助我们来发展我们人的个性。
A person who has high IQ not necessarily has a balance in life if the IQ, if the EQ is not right。
有的人也许有很高的 IQ， 但是他的 IQ 如果不对的话，那么如果不足够的话，那么这也是有问题。
You know very well that some of the worst criminal and for bad people in history, they might have high IQ。
你知道在历史上有一些最聪明的这个罪犯，他们有很高的 IQ。
But their EQ was out of whack。
但是他们的 EQ 是跟一般的人完全不一样。
Now you can tell a lot of story, but there's something that impressed the one that particularly impressed me, which has something to do with IQ EQ balance too. And I'd like to just share with you as a way to stimulate your thinking。
我跟各位分享另外一个故事。
There's a person by the name of Mario Capay。
有一个人叫做 Mario Capay。
Anybody heard of this name? Mario was born in 1937. This is a real person now. This is not fiction, okay?
这个人是真的一个人，他1936年出生的。
He was born in the Italian Alps。
他出生在意大利的阿尔卑斯山。
It's a pretty well-known family in terms of achievement because the grandfather is a pretty well-known painter. The uncle is a renowned physicist. And Mario's mother was an American poet.
Mario 的家族呢都有很多人很有名，他的祖父是一个很有名的画家，他的一个叔叔还是伯伯是一个很有名的物理学家，他的妈妈呢是美国的，是一个美国人，是一个诗人。
You know, when he was 4 years old,
所以他四岁的时候
，and it was during the time that the Nazi was very active in Germany。
在那个时候，纳粹党非常活跃。
His mother was put in a German Gestapo。
他母亲被抓到这个纳粹党的这个集中营里面。
So Mario ended up on the streets。
所以他就流浪在街头。
And in order to survive, as you know, he was about 4 years old. In order to survive, he behaved and act like an olifantress. You and you heard of you?
那他
how olifantress?
那个时候只有四岁，所以他流浪街头。他为了能够生存呢，他的行为就像那个狄更斯的一个小说《Olifantress》。
You know, they specialize in pickpocketing and stuff in order to survive. You remember the story about Olifantress?
靠着偷窃为生。
Then he landed in a hospital. A hospital that was a place for wayward kids.
他就被带到，结果他被带到一个医院，就是专门在收养这种流浪的小孩子的医院。
So, but in order to prevent the kids from running away,
为了避免这些小孩子到处乱跑，
they took all their clothes away and no linen sheet, that sheet either. They just kind of almost naked, you know, live naked in that facility.
所以他让他们这些小孩子，为了避免他们到处乱跑，他让他们几乎没有衣服穿，也没有床单什么。
They serve them just a little bread and a little coffee every day.
每天早上就是给他们一点面包跟咖啡。
In 1945,
you know,
the American liberated the place called the Chow.
美军解放了这个意大利。
And the Mario mother was released.
所以 Mario 的妈妈被放出来了。
So on his fifth birthday,
在他五岁的时候。
On Mario's ninth birthday, his mother found him again.
他的妈妈又啊找到了 Mario.
So his mother took him to Rome.
他的妈妈带他到罗马。
It was said, apparently, as true, because it was a personal testimony, true that he took his first bath in 6 years.
所以，当他妈妈啊带他到罗马以后的时候呢，他做他六年来第一次洗澡。
Eventually, they migrated to Philadelphia.
啊，结果后来他们就移民到费城。
And after some really rough adjustment to the cultural, you know, change and so forth,
经过一段的挣扎
，Mary was able to attend Harvard.
结果啊，经过一段的挣扎啊，到最后 ，Mario 到哈佛大学去念书。
He studied molecular biology.
他专攻这个分子生物学。
Then he went to University of Utah.
然后到犹他大学。
And he started to do research.
他开始做研究。
The research had to do with the manipulation of the genetics of the mouse.
那他的研究就是关于老鼠的基因的这种他在manipulate 老鼠的基因。
And try to apply this to treat human diseases.
然后就是从这上面这研究所学到的东西来帮助治疗人类的疾病。
And up to the point that he was recognized as a great accomplishment in scientific research and study.
所以他变成一个很有名的生物学家。
Do you know who this person is, Mario?
结果你知道这个人是谁吗？
In last year, three scientists were given the Nobel Prize in Medicine.
去年有三个科学家得到了诺贝尔医学奖。
And Mario was one of the Nobel Prize winners.
三个里面的一个。
One of his colleagues said, Mario has a strong, independent mind and a willingness to pursue good ideas and project despite of adversity.
他的一个同事说 ，Mario 有非常坚毅的个性，不管他所面对的困难有多大，他都能够有坚毅的精神去克服。
Why do I share that story? Because it inspired me that a person's potential can be very high.But you need to have this development of EQ in balance in order to bring to a success.
所以一个人的潜力，也许一个人的 IQ 很高，但是如果没有适当的 EQ 呢，那么这个潜力也许没有办法得到适当的培养。
It need to have persistence.
你需要有恒心。
And it need to have endurance in order to achieve goal.
需要有耐力。
I'm sure all parents like to build that kind of EQ in their children.
我相信所谓的父母亲都希望自己的儿女们会有这种恒心与耐力。
One other thing I may want to mention, just because it's my personal experience, when I went to medical school, I had the IQ here, not like a lot of medical students up here.
我在医学院念书的时候，我自己知道我的 IQ 很低。
But I study very hard.
但是我非常用功。
You know, in our class with 200 students,
我们班上有200个学生。
We work together day in day out.
我们每天都一起。
You know, in the laboratory and also that.
到实验室做实验，读书。
But it was interesting and inspired me that the smartest person in the group who has, I think, high IQ, ended up dropping out from medical school.
但是很奇怪的，就是我觉得我们班上，我以为最聪明的一个同学，他结果他就是退学了。
You know why? Because they didn't want to study. They play around. They think they are smart enough. They can go through life just easily.
因为他不想读书，他觉得他很聪明，他不需要用功。
Those is EQ, emotional quotient is very important in building up our character in our life.
So EQ 对我们个性的培养人性的培养非常重要。
I just want to share with you another, I think, very important fact, especially in this modern day.
另外一个非常重要的是。
I just found recently that EQ, IQ, EQ, SQ also started to be picked up by, you know, the secular society too.
我发现这三个特性呢，在世界上这种世俗里面，也渐渐对这些事情很重视。
People investigated about that, but the thing is, they get to the point that psychology become a so prominent in their view that it explains everything.
甚至心理学者尝试着来解释所有各种不一样的现象。
I think we need to make use of the advance of psychological study to improve our human behavior and our outlook on life, but only.Good up to a certain point. If you try to do it at a human level only.
当然，我希望我们能够用心理学来帮助我们了解人性，但是我们也不能够做得太过分。
Back in 2002,
在2002年的时候
，I was returning from a trip from Indonesia.
我从印度尼西亚回来。
And I passed through Taiwan and spent a couple of days there on the way back.
经过台湾，我在台湾留了几天。
Because our personal life was quite very disturbed, and emotionally at that time and unsettled.
在那个时候，我个人经过一段非常挣扎的，在我生命里面是一段很痛苦的事情。
So I end up.Going into a bookstore, trying to look for something to read.
所以我到一个书店，我想要找本书来念，来读。
Somehow, I don't know whether it's just coincidental or not. I can't say, but I pick up a book, a Chinese book.
但是我不知道这是巧合还是怎么样。我看到一本中文的书。
This book was written by author called Paul Long Yu.
这个
余白龙。余白龙
这本书是作者叫做余伯龙。
The title of the book is called Habitual Domains.
这个书的书名叫做习惯的领域。
You know, this book apparently was published in about 1998.
大约是在这本书大概是1998年出版的。
This seems some interest to me, so on my way flying back from Taiwan to the States during this long flight, I read through this book.
这本书倒是很有趣，我就在飞机上从台湾到美国，回到美国的这飞机上，我就把这本书读了，读完了。
I was a very slow Chinese reader.
我的中文不是很好，所以我读得很慢。
Took up all the time for the trip.
所以。整个从台湾回到美国十几个小时的飞机，我。
And I happened to think about this book again just about 3 weeks ago.
大概三个礼拜以前，我就是又想到这本书。
And actually, this part of the reason why this idea of IQ EQ came about.
所以就是为什么我今天要跟各位分享 IQ EQ 的事情。
But give a little bit of background. This is a pretty smart author. Okay, he was trained in this country.
这个。作者呢是一个非常聪明的人，他是美国教育的。
Back in the late 70s and the early 80s.
1970年末期1980年初期的时候。
And apparently was also involved as a lecturer in the University of Kansas.
他在堪萨斯大学当教授。
And he has a PhD.
他有博士的学位。
Mentioned in the introduction of his book that he had gone through a lot of study, including neuroscience and psychology, philosophy, and so forth.
他读过很多不一样的科系脑神经学还有这个哲学。
And he said that he had gone through intensive study. About Buddhism, Hinduism, Taoism, Confucianism, and even going through the Bible.
他甚至读了佛经、道经，甚至圣经都读过。
So he lumped all those ideas together.
所以他把所有这些各种宗教、不同派别的宗教，把他们凑合在一起。
And he wrote this book later, which is emphasizing the importance of EQ.
所以他写了这本书来强调 EQ 的重要性。
So he has a lot of idea how to improve life from a human standpoint, from human effort, human training, mind training.
所以他提出了很多的建议，如何来改善、改良人类行为的这个训练。
Yes, you know, remember earlier we defined about what EQ cover in terms. So it really involves those area in life that you try to train yourself to be a better person.
所以就包括了各种各样我们早一点所讲的 EQ 的因素。
And he even get to a point that there are big industry in Taiwan invited him to give lecture, to give training.For the industrial workers.
所以甚至台湾许多工商业的机构都邀请他去做对他们的员工做训练。
So, you know, they can develop a good working ethic.
所以他们能够有比较好的这个工作的态度。
But I was reading through this, I said, he has a lot of interesting anecdote and story he told in the book.
当我读这本书的时候，我发现这书里面有许多的注解，有很多很有趣的故事。
But I realized that going through that, it can only help us to attain up to a certain level because he had completely neglected the influence of sin in this world.
但是因为他在这本书里面完全忽略了这个罪对人。以及对世界的影响，所以他所能做的非常有限。
Without realizing this element in everybody's life, this sinful nature in our life,
如果我们不知道我们人类的罪性，
we will never be able to get beyond a certain level.
我们永远没有办法超越这个神所赐给我们的这个潜力。
We will still be struggling. With the sinful nature ourselves,
因为我们还是跟着我们的罪性在挣扎。
We may try to do good, to have good ethics.
也许我们会想说我们要做点好事，有好的道德。
But then we struggle in our life because, as Paul has shared in his own life,
但是就像保罗所讲的
，He said the thing I want to do, I didn't do.
在罗马书第七章里面，他说：“我所愿意做的，我倒不去做。
”The thing that I didn't want to do, I end up doing. I have this internal struggle.
那我在里面，我愿意，我想要做的，但是我不做，我没有做。
And this is because of the sinful nature.
这就是我们的罪性。
Whether you accept it or not, all of us have weakness and strength in our life.
我不晓得你们。不管我们是不是愿意接受，我们每一个人都有优缺点。
We all have our dark side, which only we know.
我们自己知道我们有一些黑暗的部分。
This is what brought conflict in the family, parents, children, marriages, friends, and a higher level involving society and government.
这个黑暗的这个隐藏的部分呢，使得我们在婚姻上，在家庭上。家庭里面在与人的关系之间有各种各样的冲突。
We have heard of a lot of in the news that people who seem to be very high performance, very big achiever. The next thing you know, they have some dark side in them that brought them down right to the bottom.
我们在媒体里面看到这么多的故事，这么多的新闻。
Why?
为什么？
Why? Because this is a sinful nature that we cannot control.
因为这就是我们的罪性，我们没有办法控制。
But the Bible gives us the answer.
但是圣经给我们答案。
And that has to do with the SQ portion.
但是，这个就是跟这个灵商有关系的。
Just to say briefly, what is SQ?
所以灵商是什么呢？
This SQ spiritual quotient.
就是灵性的商数。
It's a kind of spiritual formation.
就是我们灵性的构成。
I don't have time to go into it today. So I'm going to leave it there.
所以我就这样子结束。
But some of you have taken under courses now provided by the pastor called spiritual formation.
但是你们中间有一些人现在正在跟牧师学这个灵命成长的课程。
What are they for?
这个是为了什么呢？
It's to improve our spiritual quotient.
就是来改善我们的灵商。
But this spiritual quotient needs first to be activated.
但是这个灵商必须要先被开始。
You have to think about it.
你需要想一想。
You have to know that it is in each one of our nature.
因为这是在我们的人，在我们的本性里面。
If you get it early in life, get it right.
如果你早早的有这一个灵商。
And pursue it early in our life.
如果在你的生命的早期里面在这个灵商上面下功夫。
You make a lot of difference in our life and our future. The future of our kids and the future of ourselves.
你就会发现你的生命可以有很大的改善。
So when I have time, I will share with you more about the society concept of SQ and how as Christian we look at SQ also at a little different dimension.
如果我有机会的话，我会跟各位继续分享 SQ 的事情。
So I'd like to challenge your thought today.
所以我给各位一个挑战。
To think about where you are in life.
你可以自己想想看你你的生命，你的生活的品质。
And this kind of attribute which is within us, how we going to utilize it in our life to the best.
你生活你的自己的 IQ, EQ 跟 SQ, 这三点你要如何应用你神所赐你的这三个特性。
You know, as a Christian, I almost can't give an analogy that this SQ has to be activated.
做一个基督徒，我觉得这个 SQ 你必须要触动它。
There are people who don't think much about spiritual thing until they are in some kind of struggle in life or difficulty. They don't think much about this high level spiritual level.
很多人都在他的生活里面都忽略了这一点。
So, and we're glad that for those of us who already accepted the Christian faith, you already activated this SQ.
但是我们做基督徒人，我们已经踏出了第一步，就是在 SQ 上面已经进入了这个它的第一步。
You know, you cannot utilize it, improve it unless you first activate it, right? Or thought about it.
如果没有踏出这一步，你就不能够改良你的 SQ.
I was thinking the other day, all of us have credit cards.
每一个人都有信用卡。
But when it expires, you have to renew it, right?
但当信用卡到期了以后，你必须要换新的卡。
But if they send you a new card,
所以他们寄给你一个新的卡。
If you don't call from home to activate it, the card is no good.
但是你如果没有activate it, 你就没有办法用这个信用卡。
The same is SQ. We have to get in touch with God.
同样的道理 ，SQ 你必须要跟神接上线。
And ask.Him to activate our life, and the resources are limitless.
求神接受我们。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。